This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. So first and foremost, wanted to welcome everyone. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the ability to be able to witness another month of Ramadan. And we here at Qalam are very excited to welcome the community. And we hope and pray that inshallah everyone will have a blessed Ramadan and everyone will be able to really benefit from and enjoy their experience coming here inshallah bi'idhnillah. One of the things that we do here in the month of Ramadan is that every night during Salatul Taraweeh, after 8 raka'at, we have a small talk. And what I try to do within these sessions, the khatira, if you will, is take a particular theme from the Qur'an and spend the month unpacking that theme throughout the month of Ramadan every night. And we've covered different themes in the years past. For this particular year, the theme that I felt would be appropriate and beneficial, we titled it Harmony, Family in the Quran. To do a survey and a study of all the different family dynamics that are illustrated and explained to us and mentioned to us throughout the Quran. I wanted to specifically today, as an introductory session, talk about family dynamics from the Quranic perspective overall. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He tells us that there are two things that people have to worry about. There are two things that people have to concern themselves about. There are two things, two areas that people have to be very mindful about. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Number one, they have to be mindful about their relationship with Allah. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ. And that is something that will be discussed and you will be questioned about on the Day of Judgment. And the second thing that Allah mentions that you have to be mindful of and you have to be very particular about, والأرحام, our family relationships. Because they're the most severest of tests and the most tricky and the difficult of trial and tribulation is the one that is nearest and closest to you. When there is difficulty, when there is adversity, when there are challenges at a distance, it's manageable. You can choose to step away. You can choose to take a break. You can choose to avoid that situation. But the closer the fitna is, the closer the difficulty, the trial, the tribulation, the challenges are, the more difficult they are to avoid. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that reason in the Quran, is saying, you have two primary areas of your life that you have to manage. Because there are other areas of life that might not be applicable to everybody. Right? We often talk about that business. Business is tricky. And you have to be God-fearing and mindful of Allah in your business. But that's not relevant to everyone. That's not applicable to everybody. What if somebody is not involved in business? Then it doesn't apply to them. But there are two things that apply to everyone. Your relationship with Allah, there's no avoiding that. No one is exempt from that. No one is excluded from that. And secondly is the relationship with the people that are immediately around you. Because everyone has some kind of family. Everyone has some level of family. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his father passed away before he was born. His mother passed away when he was only 6. His grandfather passed away when he was only 8. But then he was raised by his uncle. And he grew up around his cousins. He had some family dynamics and relationships that he had, that he demonstrated to us how he managed them. And eventually, the Prophet ﷺ had a family of his own. So family dynamics are very, very important. Allah talks about this. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when talking about the people that will go to paradise, Allah says they are those people that will maintain and honor and do right by the people that are in their lives. They will honor the relationships that Allah has given to them. وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ, and they will fear their Lord. وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ, and they will fear the accounting and the reckoning before Allah on the Day of Judgment. And why does Allah mention these three things together in close succession in one ayah? Because they're all interrelated. Because my lack of mindfulness, awareness of how I treat the people in my life is an indication of the fact that I don't fear Allah. My inability to be God-fearing and ethical and moral and dignified and responsible in my personal relationships is an indication of the fact that I don't think about the Day of Judgment when I have to answer to Allah about how I lived my life. So it has a direct correlation. A lot of times we fall into this predicament where I'll use myself as an example, I won't project on anyone else. If I am not being good to the people in my life, my family, the people immediately around me, my, as we say in the Arabic language, al-ahlu wal-ayalu, if I'm not being good to the people immediately around me, and I say, no, but I'm a good person. The Quran is saying, no, I'm not. The Quran is saying, no, I'm not. But at the same time, the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us at the end of Surah Yusuf, مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. The Quran is not a fairy tale. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. The Quran deals with reality. وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And the Quran provides a framework. And if a person lives inside of that framework that the Quran gives, they can live a meaningful existence. وَهُدًا. The Quran is guidance. It teaches you how to live your life. وَرَحْمَةٌ. And the Quran is a mercy. وَرَحْمَةً. It's a mercy from Allah. It will make your life better. I might not realize that because the problem is that I'm sitting on the outside of the guidance of the Quran and I'm saying, I don't know, it doesn't sound right to me. That doesn't make sense to me. But Allah is saying, no. If you trust Allah, if you trust the guidance of the Quran, and you step into it, you put both feet into it, it will make your life better. That's a promise from Allah. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. For people who believe. And it's a sign of faith. It's a sign of belief. Again, it goes back to the same thing. I'm a Muslim. But yet my life doesn't show any of the Quran in it. How real is that Islam or not? How flimsy is that iman? That it's lip service, it's right here on the tongue. But as the Quran, as the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يُجَاوِزُ تَرَاقِيَهُمْ. It doesn't go below the throat, it stays right here on the tongue. It's all lip service. So the Quran deals with reality. So I want to also, in this introduction, I also wanted to mention this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the flip side of the issue. It's not all, butterflies and rainbows and roses and walks in the park. It's not all when everything goes right. فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. If you turn your back on the guidance of the Quran, Allah says, أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. You will cause corruption within the earth. وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. And you will actually damage relationships. You will do wrong by those relationships. So the Quran gives us the good side of it, but it also talks to us about when things go bad, when things go wrong, what that looks like, and then also how to navigate that. So throughout this month, we will go through the entirety of the Quran, the Book of Allah, looking at everywhere where Allah highlights different kinds of family dynamics. The good and the bad. And then we'll focus on extracting the guidance from the Quran on how we can navigate this and how we can handle this. I wanted to share a couple of pieces of wisdom from the Prophet ﷺ in regards to this family dynamics issue, the good and the bad. A man came to the Prophet ﷺ, this is an authentic narration from the Sahih of Ibn Hibban. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, anna rajulan, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, inna li qarabatan asiluhum wa yaqta'uni. I am good to them and they are bad to me. Wa uhsinu ilayhim wa yusi'una ilayya. Wa ahlumu anhum wa yajhaluna alayya. I'm good to them and they're bad to me. What do I do? فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَإِنْ كَانَ كَمَا تَقُولُ. He said, if what you say is true, subhanAllah. There's two sides to every story. The Prophet ﷺ didn't say, yeah, yeah, you're right, they're bad. He said, if I don't got the time and the wherewithal to go and investigate the whole situation, I don't know. He said, if it is as you say it is, تُصِفُّهُمْ الْمَلُّ وَلَا يَزَالُ مَعَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ ظَهِيرٌ مَا دُمْتَ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ تُصِفُهُمُ الْمَلُّ. The Prophet ﷺ used an expression in old Arabic which basically means it is as if there is dirt in their mouths. Meaning, if you are good to them and they are bad to you, they will face the consequences of that. Allah will deal with them. And Allah will appoint angels that will be with you, angels of rahmah, angels of mercy, that will be with you and that will comfort you and that will make dua for you so long as you are dealing with this injustice. So the Prophet ﷺ, in a very real way, he acknowledged that there will be tough situations. People will deal with challenges very close to home and even within the home. And overall, the Prophet ﷺ talked about that a lot of the challenges that we see in society today, the challenges that we deal with at home today, it's a sign of the times. In an authentic narration, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet said, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّاعَاتٌ. Tough times are coming for my people. يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ. The liar will be considered the truthful. وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ. And the truthful person will be called a liar. وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهِ الْخَائِنُ. The cheat will be trusted. وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ. And the trustworthy person will be called the cheat. And so the Prophet ﷺ told us there are many, many different challenges that are coming. But the Prophet ﷺ told us, never lose hope. So long as you have the Qur'an, you have the guidance from the Prophet ﷺ, never lose hope. There's always a solution. The Prophet ﷺ, in another authentic narration, he says, وَإِنَّ أُمَّتَكُمْ هَذِهِ جُعِلَتْ عَافِيَتُهَا فِي أَوَّلِهَا. That the best generation was the first generation. That's why when sometimes people might wonder, why are we always quoting the Prophet ﷺ? Why are we always talking about these Sahaba, these companions of the Prophet ﷺ? Allah vouched for them in the Quran, and the Prophet ﷺ said they were the best. وَإِنَّ آخِرَهَا سَيُصِيبُهُمْ بَلَاءٌ. That at the end of times, later on, people will deal with a lot of difficulty. وَأُمُورٌ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. They'll deal with a lot of very difficult situations. تَجِيءُ فِتَنٌ. فَيُدَقِّقُوا بَعْضُهَا لِبَعْضٍ. And the Prophet ﷺ said, different tests and trials, different challenges will come upon my people. And each subsequent one will be even more difficult than the previous one. فَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةُ. Sometimes certain challenges will arise. فَيَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُ. And the believers will say, هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِي. That's it. We're done. Or as the kids say, we're cooked. All right? There's no way out. This is the end. This is going to destroy all of us. This is going to ruin all of us. There's no getting out of this now. But the Prophet ﷺ says, ثُمَّ تَنْكَشِفُ. But Allah will make a way. So long as you come back to the Quran, so long as you come back to the book of Allah, Allah will always light the way. That's why the Quran is nur, it's light. It'll illuminate a path where everything seems dark and bleak. The Quran will shine its light on the way out of that difficulty, that situation. And there's nothing more painful than challenges and difficulties and heartache and heartbreak at home. But the Quran is the remedy that we need. So we'll spend the month of Ramadan, inshallah, taking that light from the Quran and bringing it into our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran the light of our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate our hearts with the light of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to find the solutions to all of our problems and challenges within the Quran. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, for those who are intending to leave, please try to exit quietly and calmly so that we can resume Salatul Taraweeh. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.